Let us pray for the church and for the world, and let us thank God for his goodness. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, you promise through your Son, Jesus Christ, to hear us when we pray in faith. Strengthen John and Rowan, our archbishops, and all your church in the service of Christ, that those who confess your name may be united in your truth, live together in your love, and reveal your glory in the world. And we pray especially this week within the Church of England for its synod as it meets in York. Grant, O Lord, to all its members wisdom in their deliberations, that they might ever seek your will, and courtesy and charity in their expression, that they might help so to order the church that it may serve the common good to the glory of God. Lord, in your mercy. As we come to the end of our year in the life of the chapel community, we give thanks for all the blessings which we have received as members of this place. And we pray for all those who will be moving on to new communities and challenges in their lives. We give thanks especially today for those who will be leaving from the choir, for their ministry to us, for their dedication and conscientiousness, and for all the joy that they have brought through their music making. We pray then for Johnny and Leo, Ed, Frankie, Tristan, and Tim, and for the choristers who will be leaving, for Patrick, Ned, Ben, Jack, Tommy, and Thomas, and for their families. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Yesterday in our chapel, one of our servers, Laura, was married to Dominic. And so we pray also for them and for all those who will be married in this chapel across the course of the summer. For Daniel and Zoe, for Robin and Caroline, for Graham and Nida, for Richard and Hannah, for Nicholas and Catherine. And as we do so, let us give thanks to all those whom we are indebted to in relationships of love, giving thanks for them. May God bless them in their lives together, that they may ever seek to pattern their lives after the example of your love. Lord, in your mercy. And as we give thanks for this place, we pray for those many parts of our world who do not share in our material prosperity or privilege or stability of life, bringing before God those communities ravaged by HIV/AIDS or malnutrition, by lawlessness, casual violence, or the ravages of war, or by the threats of environmental degradation. We pray for them. And we pray also for those who reach out across communities to bring better health and life chances, improved education, or those who strive to bring peace and justice through diplomatic or political actions. Lord, in your mercy. Comfort and heal all those who suffer in body, mind, or spirit, especially any known to us, whom we name in our hearts in a moment of quiet. Give them courage and hope in their troubles, and bring them the joy of your salvation. Lord, in your mercy. Help us as we remember those whom we have loved, who have died in the faith of Christ. According to your promises, grant us with them a share in your eternal kingdom. Rejoicing in the fellowship of Saint John and of all your saints, we commend ourselves and all Christian people to your unfailing love. Merciful Father, accept these prayers.
Fruits of the Spirit are love, joy, peace. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Let us offer one another a sign of peace.